You follow me? I'm going to Govardhan. Krishna is there now. What are you doing? Cows are grazing here and there, legs and legs, white and black, mixed, also some reddish. And all the boars are playing under the shade of a big tree. And that big tree is Kadamba tree. So much flowers. So much flowers. And Krishna at once took his flute. And he began playing. You should see. And then come to this scene. How beautiful his fingers are playing. How he is smiling. How her beautiful his eyes. His nose like that. Very beautiful, very beautiful. Attracting everyone. And you see. Namami Nandana Nandana Namami Nandana Namami Jamuna is also cut, his Bindabini is also cut, his everything, his eyes are cut, crooked, everything is crooked in Vrindavan, so he has become. But you should see, if he will come in her, he will never come, because he is cut very hard too. So, listen, the gopis, what they are telling? Don't hear the Harikatha of Krishna, past times of Krishna. And don't take the name of Krishna. Otherwise, you will fall in his trap and he will go there and he will never come. And seeing this, Tribhanga Deva Alankars. What ornaments? Of flowers.
Here also.
In neck. Here in gala. Mala. Chudi. And Vaijayanti mala up to? Yes. But a beautiful thing is that he has Kaustubh Mani. And like Krishna, Srimati Radhika is beloved to Krishna, so Kaustubh also, he has some beloved things. And Vasi, Shyamanta. Where is Shyamanta? Srimati Radhika. So he is so much friendship as between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. See, Kaustubh has also friendship with
Shyamanta.
All these things. And you sing, you'll be so glad to see. Sing all these things, go on doing. He told, oh, why you don't sing the prayer of Srimati Radhika? I am not satisfied by this. I will be satisfied by that. So you should begin. Muninda Vrinda
I'm
Conjugal in one form, that is Sachinandan form. You have not done any prayer for it. So, you should do like this. Gauranga Bolite. follow me and we shall go to Navadvip. Ganges, Ganges is
flowing.
Everywhere in the middle Navadvip, doing like this. And it has one Navadvip has become nine Navadvips. Antardvip, Simantdvip, Kodramdvip, Madhvadvip, Koldvip, Rudradvip, Ritudvip, Janudvip, Mudramdvip and these nine Navadvips. But island was one and is one, but divided by Ganga. Why? She is calling. Indian Ocean is calling. Oh, come on, Ganga, come down. But Ganga has come from Himalaya coming, and when she came in Gaudham, she forgot it. And he wants that I should be always in Gaudham. So he is perfectly looking. Don't want to leave. So always there. So come on there. And in the middle we will go to Mayrapur Antardvip, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from the home of and he is a little boy there and dancing and doing so much things, and we will go and we will see what
Yeah.
गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय भक्ताय. In this one shloka, everything is coming. Everything. Guru, Gauranga, Gau, Radha, Krishna is all this in one shloka. So we have told. Nanda kim akaro. And Neman Grencho Nabo Nasya Kang Samsya Pradam Lehiri Gopi Jatta Prapta. Gopi Yasoda is a very simple gopi. Not crooked. Nothing. He wants to give everything for Krishna. Always serving, always in that. He wants to take Krishna inside, in heart, always, always. If he grows, Krishna goes to cowherding, she becomes so worried, so problems. How to pass the days? She cannot. So she got benediction from Krishna, who was the giving all Vimukti. I had explained Vimukti. No? Brahma has not taken this. Bhava, Shankar not given. Sri, never. So easily we can serve Krishna. To whom Krishna? Yashodananda. As Yashoda is affectionate and she is so having so mercy, Vasalya Bhava. So Krishna, Yashoda Nandan is so merciful. Not Devi Nandan. He is something of another type. He wants opulence, but Krishna never wants. Krishna is as simple as his mother. If anyone will want, Yashoda will at once be. So Yashoda Nandan, the same like Yashoda. Prabhu told him, oh, very good. Hard thing you have told. But I used to tell, if anything more, Raya kahe kant bhav, prem shabdasha. He told that these are all prems. He has told before that sarva shabdasha. But here he is telling not Sardha Sardha. He is telling Prema Sardha Sardha. Huh? It can be achieved by Prema. But he has told before that by all these things he will have Prema. But now he is telling that the Kant Bhava is Prema Sardha Sardha. Not ordinary. It is the essence of all the affection and prem. But Kantubhava. What is Kantubhava? That is the husband and wife. This is Swakiya Bhava. It is called Swakiya. Swakiya, like servant and husband and wife, like always serving. He is like Prabhu and she is like Darshan. Everything becomes of her husband. She gives everything, he not keeps anything for her. Oh, my husband is master of all. And he treats him not as equal. He will do what he wants. He will sometimes consult or no necessary to consult. He can do against
her wife. Ramchandra did. He told that, yo, go out of my palace. This is my palace. And Sita got no food. Weeping and weeping, she went away. But can Krishna tell Srimati? She will reply at once, I'm not in your home. Where is your home? I'm here in my Kuni. This is my Vrindavan, my. You can go. At once go. And she will tell that, I will not speak with you now. I want to have any friendship with any black bees, ant, anything black, I do. I will color my hairs with golden collar. Everything. I will not take a sari with ant black. I may color my eyes also. So, Krishna will, no, you should not do like this. I will never do like this, what you don't want. This is Kanta Bhava, controlled by gopis, Krishna. Love is such a thing that he controls Srimati Radhika and Krishna both. His prem is superior, so it is prayojan. If prem is there, then all will be controlled. Krishna and Radhika and gopis and all. Prem such is a thing that it makes dance to Krishna. It makes dance to Radhika. All gopis. And himself he dances. And makes dance. If you have a little bit of prem here, then it will also make you dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing here and there and making dance all. He was controlled by prem. That prem was Mahabhava of Srimati Radhika prem. If Krishna has come alone, he was like Vrindavan, like Dwarka. But he came in the two modes, Radhika and Krishna. So Kanta Bhava is prem shardhasa. Why? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told? You can give example from any epics, Srimad Bhagavatam especially. Oh, you want to hear? Nayam siyo ang un nitan tarasai prasada sarjo sitan nani lagandu ruchan kuto anya Raso sabe asya puja danda grihi ta kanta labdha si sanja utugat. He told that. Who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us to go on. There is something lacking in mother Vatsalya Bhav. But there is also one. Not so broad and so high, like Dasya Bhav, like Shakya Bhav. One is coming thinner. So, one is there, but very thin, and not so high. But there is a Bhav. But that Bhav, if there is a mother and father, at first they were married in very young age. They had no child. Then wife used to love affection to her husband and husband used to love fully. But when they gave growth to a child, then their love affection was divided into three. Or two, for husband and for that child, mothers. Again he gave a daughter. Then it was divided into three. Again she gave a child, again it was divided. And she will have to give attention for clearing houses, to cook, to broom, to nourish the children. So many things. Now he has no time, she has no time to speak always with her husband. Husband wants that she should be with me, joking, playing, doing some things. But oh, I have no time. There are so many children, I have to look after all these things. So he has no time. This is the case there. Yashoda has to look after his husband, Nanda Baba. He is to look after Krishna. He is to look after Baldev Prabhu, to Rohini Devi, and the, all the utensils of home. Also, so many cows are there. Sometimes he will have to take care of all them, to take milk, to make curd, to make, and to then makhan will come, and from milk he will have to make so many good sandesh and rasagulla for Krishna. You know Amrit Keli, very tasteful things. Krishna wants this, always facing this. Sometimes he forgets Krishna, where is Krishna, playing here, there, and she is making preparation. For whom? For Krishna. For, so he can forget Krishna for Krishna. Yes, he has so many duty. His affection is divided into so many things. So he cannot give his whole attention now. So, fully, whole self, she cannot give to Krishna. Also there is something she cannot give. He cannot serve Krishna by whose whole senses and indriya means?
Senses.
And he is also sense.
Yes.
No, senses 14, are 11?
14 senses.
14. No, 5 are senses.
5 senses.
All our senses.
Hands, arms, legs, limbs, bodily limbs.
Elevens. She cannot serve by elevens. But gopis here, Kantabhav, whole shell. Love attraction for Krishna, because they had no child. They had husband, but outwardly, for to show mortal. But yes, you should remind me. You should read, then I will explain.
I read the verse in purport.
Yes.
The Lord said, "Your statements are certainly getting better and better, one after another. But surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow, and you can speak of that as most sublime." So Ramananda Rai replied, "Conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of God." Purport.
Yeah.
In general, love of God is devoid of the intimacy of ownership. In the case of love and servitude, there is a want of confidentiality. There is a want of increased affection in the fraternal relationship, but when this affection increases in the paternal relationship, there is nonetheless a want of complete freedom. However, when one becomes a conjugal lover of Krishna, everything lacking in the other relationships is completely manifest. Love of God lacks nothing in the conjugal stage. The summary of this verse is that the paternal love of Godhead is certainly higher than fraternal, and the conjugal love is higher yet. It was when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to go further that he came to this point of conjugal relationship, which is the highest perfectional stage of transcendental love.
This is Saddhasar. Means? Saddhasar means here? Prem Saddhasar. This is the goal of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the last goal and prominent goal of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Jayadev,
Gita Gopi,
Chandidas, Vidya, same goal there. Now he explains how that you should read this slok, not a slok, but the meaning of that slok. I will explain after.
When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts of the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation? Purport. This verse was spoken by Uddhav when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhav remained in Vrindavan to observe the movements of the gopis there. When he saw the ecstatic love of Krishna for Krishna in separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune, to say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planets.
Purport?
That was the purport.
Where did?
Ribbo.
Uddhav is praying to gopis, telling to gopis this verse. You are most beloved to Krishna. The heavenly Lakshmi, like Lakshmi of Vamandeva, are so beautiful, but they cannot have the same mood like gopis. Krishna is not Krishna. They cannot satisfy Krishna. And Krishna cannot be controlled by them. Again, they are so much beautiful, and fragrance is coming from whole body. They become in hot season cool, and in cool season
warm.
And so much fragrance there, more than Kevada and all others. But Krishna is not controlled. Also not by the Lakshmis of Lakshmi or Satyabhama Rukmini. Once Krishna told to Rukmini Devi, he was the chief Mahishi among 16,108 Rajmahishi, prince among them. So beautiful, so lovely affair. Krishna told that, I have done wrong. I have married you. I have taken you from your father. And here I am married to you. But I think that I am not able for you. You are so beautiful, I am so ugly. You are so golden color. And Rajkumari, I am black. I am not Rajkumar. Rajkumar,
princess.
You have all qualities, and myself, you have no gun at all, no qualification. all the king's son Rajkumar wanted to marry you, and they were gathered to in your father's village, kingdom. But I went and took you. But I know that very rare once more. I am so Akinchan, being him, and my all lovers, though who love me, all poor. And even a rich person wants me, then he becomes poor. give him all wealth and everything. You see that Naraji is Akinchan. Sukadeva Goswami has no even a cloth to cover his all these things. You know all lovers, those who want to love me, I make them beggar, street beggar. So I know that you, I'm not qualified for you. Also there are many reasons. At once he was fighting Krishna. And at once he became, it came out of his hand. And at once he fell flat on the ground. As if she is tired. Krishna took his forehand and took him in the arm. And he began to tell, oh Rukmini, I was only joking. If I knew that you are so simple and you could not understand my joking, then I would have not done this joke. I am accustomed with Brajapreya. I used to joke gopis. And they also joking more to me. If I was telling that I have no concern with you, then gopis said, oh yes, yes. At once, immediately, not for tomorrow or for any moment. And Srimati Radhika used to do, sitting here, and Krishna is not. Krishna was doing so much efforts that we should take Sulahnama.
Compromise.
But no compromise. Then Krishna told that you are very envious to my this venue, I am giving. And also I am giving myself in your hands. But she was not in mood to
compromise.
She went to Javat at once. No compromise at all. One day, 2 days, weeping. She is also weeping so much. Why I did so? And Krishna is also weeping. How to do? Krishna took a base.
Disguising
like a
Brahman
boy. And he took Vedan here and took an umbrella of
the palm tree,
and he took a sandal, and he took a tilak, and became a Brahmin boy, as today, Sanskrit schools. And he went to Javad, and telling, Bhikshang Dehi, means?
Give alms.
He saw that an old lady is coming and she was the mother-in-law of Srimati Radhika. She has some atta, dal and other things, fruits, vegetables. Krishna refused. I will not take it. I don't know whether you are widow or not widow. I take only these things from married ladies. Please, having done. Prabhu. He at once went to the room and told Srimati Radhika, "Oh, Bahuma, Bahuma, you know? Bahuma. Come at once." And a very beautiful, very boy is there, and she is so shining face. And if he will not give alms to him, then he may give cows, or all cows will be dead. And my son, only son is Abhimanyu, and he will also die. So come on and give. She should die, I will not come. Never I will come. And especially to any young. But because you are telling so much lie against my character, I will not. Then he told, oh no. You should come. Oh Lalite Vishakha, you should tell her to come and give. Then Lalita Vishakha told that, oh, you should come. See? Then he took some atta and dal and all other things, and he came out having a veil like this, like Indian ladies, especially new married lady, and he took a veil and like sitting, she came. Krishna's ring like this, he told, right? I don't want to take this. What this alms? I want to take your anger. Please give your anger in my face. Then Srimati Radhika smiled and gave the whole atta dal on his head. And was at once ran to
inside.
Krishna told that I am satisfied. My everything has been successful now. And gently can reach out. This is called Kanta Bhav. A wife cannot do to his husband. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come to this. Very rare devotees can take it. It is not for general. Only I give a sprinkle Harikatha for this. So, Satyabhama Rukmini, I was telling that. That Harikatha. That Rukmini fell down and Krishna then told, I am joking like. In Braja, joking like that, that I described. So, I thought that I am Braja and I am to gopis. But I have done wrong. You should understand that I was only joking. You should not, you should wait. And he was telling that without you I cannot have my life. I will also die. And he told, oh, Rukmini, oh Rukmini, my beloved, you should. Then something, life began to come. And after some time, he saw that Krishna has taken him in his laps. Then he began to wait and told that what you have told, it is all clear. And it is true to extent. You are nirgun. I have so many gun of this worldly thing. You are nishkinkan. Only one thing, love for gopis. Not for anything. And you are all bhakts, devotees. They don't want wealth, reputation, worldly things, even heaven, even Dwarka and all other things. They want to serve. So I am not qualified. All worldly persons want me. but I want only you. I want to serve your servants. I have come here to prune your rooms, where your beloved wives are there. I have now come here like princess and your wife. I want to serve your all beloveds, wives all. Your servant, I want to serve them. Don't give up me, otherwise I will die. Krishna to I never, never die. I will, you are forever, you are my beloved. So, Rukmini Satyabhama also want to serve Krishna like gopis, but they cannot do. Uddhava went to Braja and he heard and saw how gopis are loving Krishna. But he had to return empty-handed, empty heart. He could not be there. He could not serve like gopis. So Krishna, here Uddhava is telling that Krishna get so much importance and affection to gopis. He had never given to anyone more than Satyabhama Rukmini, more than all kinds, all gopis. He took, he gave his hand in the necks of all the gopis when he was dancing in Rashi. Why? He was begging them that you should not give up me. And that is why he was hanging in the necks of all the gopis. Praying something like a boy prays her mother, like, mother, give me and like this. So he was begging affection, praying to gopis. So gopis are more fortunate than Tasam abhibhuta sauri shmeyman mukhambuja pitambar dharvasarvi sakshat manna. Krishna is nirgun where there are no devotees. Where are mayavadi? Not mayavadi, but brahmagyani. He becomes nirgun, shapeless, tasteless, anythingless. But when he comes to dasya bhava, bhakta, he becomes like Ramchandra, like Lakshmipati, more than that, Rukmini Satyabhama, he becomes like husband. And more that, he becomes like friends to Subhadrashita. And when father and mother, Yashoda and Nanda are there, then he becomes a very orphan boy. He cannot take anything from his own hand. He cannot move, he cannot move. So Yashoda takes him. And he makes like this. And when he, with gopis, then his manmat. After Rash, in Rash, Krishna disappeared, and after that, when he appeared, all gopis getting their balls there, and he sat on that. And at that time he was something ashamed that I have done wrong to gopis. And smiling a little also. So many things were in Krishna appearance. And so many kinds of gopis are doing different modes to Krishna. Some taking his face in her laps, this hand in their laps. Some were kissing his hands. Some were
chewing his betel
nuts. Taking his betel nuts, chewing, and some for defense. And they were with angry mood, like arrow penetrating the heart of Krishna. How you are a person? You don't want to You don't know what is love and affection? Like this. And Krishna was taking all these notes. And he was pleased to this gopi. Was for difference, he was anger, in anger mood to Krishna. He cannot do all these things in Ram Leela or Ajodhya or in Dwarka, never he can do. So this mood of praying, Mahabhav, is superior to all, and this is Antbhav, and this is Sarva Prem, Sadha, and this is the goal of all the love animals. Today, let's stop, and in evening, I will explain more about this. We should not try to follow, but we should have a very little greed, that when this greed will come. If this greed comes, by hearing all this, you should see that your life is successful. At least your goal is fixed. And then from beginning, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, Sneha, Maan, Prane, it will come
automatically. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hari Ram, Hari Ram.
You can utter that
prayer.
Mahaprasadam. In English.
Oh no, Bengali. Not the Bengali. Yes.
In English.
Mahaprasade Govinde,
Mahaprasade Govinde,
Nama Brahmani Vaishnave,
Nama Brahmani Vaishnave,
Svapapanyavatam Rajan,
Svapapanyavatam Rajan,
Vishvasanaiva Jayate,
Vishvasanaiva Jayate,
Shavira Vidya Jaya,
Shavira Vidya Jaya,
for you.
Gurudev, this was made by Nilachala's daughters.
It is
Nilachal. Nirguna's wife and his daughters. They have made. We are going to send this card for the Radharaman temple as thanking them for having you and all of the devotees. And we are all going to sign, make our signature inside of card here. Inside of card.
Here.
Yes. So your signature will be in the middle, and all of us will sign around.
You have taken? Come on. We will divide half and half.
Now what we have
to do. Half of half.
Hey.
Hi, Hari Bhav.
Sri Gurudev Ki
Jai.
Hey. You got okay? You got blessed with your own evening? Okay.